Did the jumping jacks yet? Not yet. Yeah? It's too cold. It's too cold for the run, man. Killer. Not bad about you. Pretty cold. Not hot. Yeah, it's not low temperature. Well,
This was cold.
yeah. Well, yes, it
Oh, really? It's supposed to be wet. Is it? By the way, I do all kinds of stuff. I just thought about it.
But you do 5 miles?
Yeah, sure. No, don't. 26. I can see what that is.
You could run 7, 8 miles.
I do the run jog, run jog. 7, 8 miles. I do it sometimes from here till they fit me.
Where's all the thing?
How my chest is shopping. We're in the Starbucks. This is an LA Fitness.
So you go from here to there.
A lot of times, yeah.
That's about 3, 4 miles.
Tonight, maybe not. But 3, 4 miles, but each way.
But you go there and back and work out in the middle?
Yeah.
It's good enough.
I'm trying to stay out of the nursing home. Listen.
What? It's not a bad place. You're free to go.
If you own it.
Stay far away.
You don't want to be there.
No.
That's what I'm trying to stay out.
You become like a dollar a day kind of situation, whatever it is.
I do
People
my
are going to treat you like a dollar then.
My diagnostic tests here and for the doctors here, so they ask me, where's your list of medications?
No.
Well, none. Well, I should.
Well, that's
No,
very good.
really.
I made it, tell it to try.
You shouldn't have said it's sick, no?
Oh, last June, I did 7.
Wow. Any medications?
Gotta get a new pillow.
Still in Florida, they got people who are 96 playing tennis.
That's it. Yeah, but you have hope.
What?
You have hope.
I never understood golf. At least you gotta be drunk enough to play.
Golf is a very relaxing sport. It's a social sport.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Watch this.
Golf.
Golf.
It's too slow for
a lot of deals go down by golf. A lot of business happens. I mean, Avi, was that email because of you? Was that email because of you?
No. I'm assuming somebody pissed off another neighbor.
I'm not buying that.
Right.
100%.
You should have just posted it.
I'll be honest.
Carlos called. Carlos called the hotline.
I'll be honest. There's a lot of stupid people.
Oh, no way. Really? Wow. When did that happen?
By Myron last night?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great one.
It didn't make a difference to me. The mail, like,
massive, you know, UConn Denali, one of those, you know,
yeah.
like a Suburban or whatever.
XL.
He's blocking a piece of the driveway.
Whose car? Who's that? Whose driveway?
Mine.
Must have been a Baron. It was parked towards Baron, so.
To block your driveway?
In between the trailer and the driveway, essentially.
It's a hefty
spot. It's a huge thing. So it's parked.
He showed you.
It's a guy who doesn't want to walk a night.
Or he was.
Okay, guys don't chop. They come from Bell's. They
Well, he was nervous about his kid.
The kid, they run out. Baron says, I got to come right now. I'm leaving in 3 minutes. I didn't say Chassidim.
People don't want to walk. You said from Bell's.
You could park in front of yourself.
That's how they park by Bell's.
Why from Bell's?
He meant the community.
I meant the community township. I didn't make Chassidim. It was probably Babava.
You racist mother.
You're like a Democrat. You take everything out of proportion.
You literally chose one neighborhood.
I'm from that neighborhood.
No, that's how they park there.
Ah.
No, I didn't say that. Jesus.
Good, Avi. Good. No.
Only two people still use beepers. Hezbollah and Caesar.
Morning to you.
I think that Baron has to buy Brezen's house and make it into a parking lot.
I just found that yesterday. Your brother-in-law's house is off the market.
Who's my brother-in-law?
Judowitz.
So his house is not looking so anymore.
Because he can't get. Because he can't get what he needs to get.
He gets what he wants, of course, but he put it off the market.
Listen, if I get what I want, I'll sell also. By the way, I think you'll sell also, right?
Exactly. I think we'll all move out.
We'll move out.
I mean, every time the guy calls, he tells the guy $4 million.
It's like the old guy. How much you want for your house? What time do you want to pay? $2 million? Nah, I wouldn't sell for $2 million. $3 million I would sell. Okay. 2 weeks later, the guy calls, okay, $3 million, we got it. Nah, I don't think I'll do it for $3 million. $3.5
million. Mr. Bob is looking bad.
You know the famous Sidney Crookland line.
Is there a market for a house in LA?
Yeah, it's still.
Chinese?
Yeah, like $12 million. More.
Jews are buying it? I'm saying Jews are moving into your neighborhood? It's not going to Goyim.
Is there a young crowd moving in, or it's like
it's
middle aged?
It's for the young crowd to move in. It's
not cheap,
expensive.
Yeah. It's not cheap.
I think the weather's a little bit.
Roma moves houses, I think, every year.
We pay for all the weather tax.
He rents.
I think he moves every yearly.
Where is he? What area
does
he live in?
The money, but he
what area does he live in?
In one of these neighborhoods.
In LA?
Yeah, in LA somewhere.
What? Why does he move? Why does he keep on moving?
Because he gets a rental for a year. He spends, I think, I don't know, somewhere $12,000 to $15,000 a month.
In rent?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's probably 40,000 square foot house.
Maybe 10,000.
Why does he buy a house already?
What area?
It's still
what area?
He says two.
It's the same,
right?
It's not worth it.
Saying you don't have the money to put down.
Yeah, he works, he invests, he puts it right. That's how you gotta have a lot of cash.
Okay, let's go really late. What's the name of the city already? Forgot his name. Not Bilas. Schmaltz. He knows what I mean. He knows the special love that we have.
Schmaltz, your brother-in-law's with Friedman? Friedman.
A guy called me last night. If my guest house is available, he lives on the other side of Raintree. His daughter's going out. He doesn't want the neighbors to know.
Guys.
So could he? He says there's a bunch of yentas on my block. He's like, I hit it already for the fourth time. I gotta hide it a little more because it's just a disaster my block. So I said my house is the Spitz is living there. I said, but I have the yeshiva. It's empty. He's like, that's a great idea. He's like, can I use it? For sure. I get him a combination. He's like, it worked out perfect. Nobody knows. He's like,
a great move.
Yeah,
what's the beginning?
It's a great move.
It's a real thing. Like,
it's a great move.
It's very, if you do it, if you have those people on the block like this, you know, and like, they got the license plate reader.
That's a great move, by the way.
This is one of the better neighborhoods. Imagine it's like a Lawrence Avenue.
Disaster, now you go out there.
That's a good move, by the way.
I'm not sure if it's a good shit.
I noticed something. I know the family. Talk to me a little later.
Could you give me his number? I think he scratched my car.
That's like Dovi Pecker's father, sister went out with a guy, and the guy said, his father never asked anybody to say Shtuk Tara. So the guy says, say something, say over Avart. He said, if you want. He said over, he says, if you're going to say over the Brichas of Rum, say it over like a mensch. Let me tell you what the Brichas of Rum says. And he was very like that, like Dovi. The guy was like, okay. The guy left his umbrella there. Dovi tells Fah, okay, I'll get the umbrella back for him. Don't.
He's not coming back
with the umbrella. I'll figure it out. This guy's done. Amaram Funa, Amaram Asi. We're up to Kuf Chav Vav, Amar Aleph. Today's year's sponsor, Falls Al Mazeb Ben Rochel, is having open heart surgery this morning. The surgery should go well. Rabbi Coco. This is for Refuah Shlema Yaakov Ben. From
today?
No. Refuah Yaakov and from it. Yeah, who's his mother? His mother has a boy's name, no?
His mother?
Yeah. Lubat's mother has a boy's name.
Maybe.
Simcha. Not Simcha, something else, yeah. Okay, anyway. Okay, I'm Ravasi. The poor guy comes in every day, wants to be unnoticed, you know what I mean? Can't come in unnoticed. You're right on time, man. Amarav Asi. Bechor Shem Micho. So this is a Bechor. We said that a Bechor does not get from Shvach that basically if the father left over a piece of property, undeveloped piece of property, and the Yisraelim go ahead and develop it, he doesn't get from the Shvach. They developed it, so that's their development. He just gets Pishnayim from the original Yerusha, from the property. Property worth $1 million, he gets from that. Now it's worth $5 million because they built condos on it. That's not what he gets. He doesn't get from the appreciation. So Bechor Shem Micho, what happens if he was Micho? He tells him, listen, guys, I don't allow you to go ahead and appreciate the property. First give me my split, and then you guys do whatever you want. Go for rezoning, I don't care what you do. But I don't allow you to do it. Don't put any money in until you split with me. The fact that he was Meicha and they went ahead and did not listen to him, now whatever the value went up, they gain on the deal. Because they should not have gone ahead and put money into this property without splitting his part first. Yeah. That's the majority. He has a right for his chelik. Give me my chelik. I want to go sell it. I have a buyer in Manhattan. You don't want to give it to me and you want to go... Yeah.
And no other brother can make the thing.
No other brothers are partners anyway. They're equal partners. Over here he gets a double portion, but he only gets it from the value of the original property. And now the brothers say, we just value this building. We turned the building from 3-bedroom apartments to 1-bedroom studios. Now we have, instead of 100 apartments, we have 300 apartments in this building. It's worth, I don't know what, another $400 million in Manhattan. And they say, well, you don't get the value. You don't get double that value. You only get the value, the original value. And he says, well, I was Meicha. I told you, give me 100 apartments and I would take care of it myself. And you didn't listen. You went ahead and did it anyway. So now I'm a partner. I'm a partner in the upside.
He's always a partner.
It's
not a double partner.
Not a double partner. Now you're saying I'm a double partner. Micha, Amarava, Mistava, Time of Ravasi. This whole halacha is only Vanavim and Vatrum, Zaysim and Muskum. In a situation when you have a vineyard, or you have a zesim yard, and you harvest the grapes and the zesim, so Mel over there, he could say, now that I was Meicha, I'm a partner. I'm a darchum. What happens if they actually took the grapes and made it into wine? Or they took the olives and made it into olive oil? At this point, they made a shinu maisa. And the Rashbam explains, they stole. It's called a shinui, and you kind of... The halacha is that a gazlan is kind of with shinui. So now that they changed the product from grapes to wine, a gazlan is kind of. So now they own it. So over there, he can't possibly get a chelik in that because they were kind of with gzela. They weren't allowed to do it. They did it. They were kind of. So over there, he would not get a chelik in that wine. even though it went up. The guy made the cave. Beautiful bottles, everything's unbelievable. Now he comes, he says, okay, listen, I'm a partner in this cave because I was Micah. Doesn't matter. They were kind of with Shinui Maisa by making the wine, they kind of. Now it's the, he doesn't get that appreciation. Only gets his original grapes, but he has double of the grapes. Rabbi Yosef Amar, I feel darkum. Even if you did this, Sigmara says, what do you mean? Darkum mikar in vihashta chamra. Now it's wine. It's a Shinui Maisa. Shinu Maisa, they're kind of a gan of his kind of. A gazlan is kind of Shinu Maisa. Kedamar avoku bachama litan loy de mehezik. Anovov. Hachanami nois loy de mehezik anovov. No, it doesn't mean that he gets the wine. He gets, if the wine went down, what happened was they made wine. Their intention was that it should go up, it should be worth a lot of money. It turns out the wine ended up going down in value. So the original grapes were worth, let's say, his portion was $1,000. This wine was worth $10,000. And then it went down to $900, the wine. So the brothers say, we're just going to give you $900 value. That's what it's worth now. He says, no, I want my original value. That's what Rabbi Yosef was saying. He could say, since I was Meicha, I want my original value. My original value is $1,000. That's what I want. Heichet ma'adar avokva. Who's your avokva? Bachama. Ahad ha'amar avu yudu amar shmua. Bechor ha'poshet shaniach lam avi ha'novim. You have a Bechor and Pasha, the far left of a grapes of Batsrum, Zesim, Moskum, Bechor, Natal, Bishnaim, I feel Darchum. Even if they made it into wine. Darchum, Yikarim, Vashacham, same Kasha. Marukva, Vacham, Litlan, Dmei, Hezek, I know that's all it means. Same thing we're just saying now, just means that he gets his original value of the grapes. That's what it means. Even if the wine went down, he gets the original value of the grapes, even though the value is not here anymore. Still, he gets the original value. He paid Kishasa Gzela. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Bechor, Shenoytel, Chelek, Kepashot, Viter. You have Bechor, they go to Bezdin, there's $500,000 over here, and there's five brothers. One is a Bechor, really the Bechor should get extra portion. So he should split it into six. When he goes to Bezdin, he doesn't make a big deal about the fact that he's a Bechor. He figures, you know what, let's just be fair, there's a lot of money here, I'm just going to split even with the brothers. I'm not making a big deal. So he gets $100,000. Now, he comes along, he says, oh, that was for the money. Now, but there's a property in Manhattan, I'm a partner, I'm a double partner in the property in Manhattan. He said, what do you mean? You didn't say anything. We were in Bezdin yesterday, you didn't say anything about Bishnaim. You obviously Michael. You're done. So that's a Shiloh. So,
because he didn't say anything?
Yeah. Because Viter. He's Michael. Obviously Michael. My Viter. What does it mean, Viter? Rapapa Mishmei de Rav Amar. This is Rapapa. Viter ba'isa sada. Whatever they went to Bezdin as a split, he was Vater. But when it comes to Manhattan property, over there he says, I'm not a Vater. I was a Vater on the $100,000. I'm not going to make a big deal about the cash. It was cash. We went to Bezdin, split it evenly, fine. But when it comes to the building Manhattan, that's a big loss for me. Rapapa Mishmei de Rav Amar. Viter b'chol anachasim kulam. Everything. By allowing Bezdin to not give you Pishnayim, by being Michael at one time, you basically gave up your rights as a Bechor.
Why are you thinking?
Well, whoever, you went to split it, right? Wherever you went to split it. However you went to split it, fine, not Bezdin, whatever, you right? You sat down to split it. You sat down by the lawyer. They went to split. Zok de Gemara, what's the machlokes over here?
What do you have against Bezdin? I suppose.
No, it doesn't have to be Bezdin.
No, he's saying it doesn't have to be Bezdin.
It
doesn't have to be Bezdin, that's all he's saying. He's right.
I get that, but is it worse if it's Bezdin?
No.
Maybe.
No.
Something
is
a
mice
then you have a problem.
No. He's just saying it doesn't have to be Bezdin. I was just saying they went to split. Rapapa Shmei the Rav Amar Vita Ba'isasada. Oh, the Gemara is like this. The Gemara explains. Rapapa Shmei the Rav Amar Vita Ba'isasada Kasava Ein Lele B'chor Koyim Chaluka. So Rapapa Shita is that a B'chor that gets Pishnayim is just like a regular Yerusha. So when you split, you get Pishnayim. Till you split, you have nothing over anybody else. You're the same like the rest of the brothers. When it comes to splitting, you sit down, you make a split. At that point, he gets Pishnayim. Till then, nothing. So he says, yeah, we split the money yesterday. So the money we split, At that point, I had a right for Pishnaim. I was Meichelet. That's it. Tomorrow was splitting the fields. I never received anything to be Meichel. Now you want to split the fields? I'm not Meichel. I'm speaking up now. Rapapi says, Mishmei de Rav Amar, Vita b'chol anachosim kulom. Kusav yesh lo b'chol koyim chaluka. He holds, and this is a chiddush, but he holds that Pishnaim is not like Yerusha. Yerusha comes by splitting. So a father dies, there's $500,000. When they split, each guy gets his Yerusha. So Yerusha. Bechor is a matana. The Torah gives you a matana of Pishnaim. That matana you have right now. So by you being Meichel today, you're already being Meichel all your future matanas, because you already have those matanas. They're here already in your pocket. So by saying today, I'm giving up my Pishnaim, you're basically saying I'm giving up all my Pishnaim. Because you already have the rights to all your Pishnaim. It's Matana Kari Achmana, Rashbam says. So Gemara says, we have this it's derived or whatever, however you say it. It's a derivative of what he says. The Ozel his Bechar went and he sold his field. He sold the whole field, him and his brother. It was two brothers. One was a Bechar, one was a regular guy. He figured, you know what, I have a good buyer quickly, let me sell it off. Ozel Yasmi B'nei Pashut, the kids from the Bnei Pashut, Lamechel Tam, they want to go eat from Mahane Lekuchas, Mahane Lekuchas Mechaneo. They went and they hit him. The Lekuchas said, get out of here, what are you doing? We are on the field. Don't touch the fruits. Amri Lehu Kroivim, Leimistayed is Abdin Lechasai. It's not enough that they sold our Nechasim from under our nose. El Mimchen Amechisi, you're also going to hit us? What are you doing? He had no right to sell our stuff. So Askame de Rava, Amalu Leos Olei Klub. It's not a good sale. So Mar Savar, Leos a Klum Bepalga. On the half of the Pshitusoi, he had no right to sell the brother's half. The brother's half, he had no right to sell. He had no right to sell his chelik, and he had no right to sell the brother's chelik. But the chelik Bechayro, he could sell. That's his chelik. It's his right. Well, Mar Savar, Kulu, and everything, he had no right to selling it. And what's the machloikus? This is the machloikus. Does he have a right to his bechor or not? If you hold the pishnaim is a matana, so then he has a right to it. He could sell it. But if you hold it's not a matana, that means only when it gets split, he has a right to it. At this point, it wasn't split yet. He went ahead and jumped the gun and sold it to someone. He had no right to sell it. The hilchasa yesh lo bechor kodem chaluka. He does have a right for his pishnaim. Ma'azutrim de rishba polak betzina de palpali ba'de achim. Listen to this one. He split in a pail of peppers. Bishava. He didn't take a pishnaim. He was a bechor. He should have taken a double portion of the peppers. He didn't. Also kamei de rav ashi amalei ahoyu vitarto b'mitzus vitarto kol achas kulam. Once you mevater on this, you mevater on everything. Which means that we're paskening that if a bechor sits down with his brothers and splits the cash and does not mention that he's a bechor, he loses a future pishnaim on everything in the estate.
Can't wake up later.
Can't wake up later and say I'm now pishnaim for everything else. I didn't care, but the property on Laguna Lane, I care. No, you're done. If you didn't speak up, you're out. Because we just said it. Because if he, according to that, this man Omar, he passes that the pishnaim is a matano. That means that he owns it already. So if he didn't say anything today, he was Michael on everything. The Eibishter. Rachmona kari matano. That's what Rishbam says. Im ama einot when is sure. Kivin the matano kari rachmona. Iu loy boyel loy ha matano loy yiskeboid. It's a matana. The Torah calls a matana, which is you already have the rights to it. And by you By you saying I'm not interested in Pishnayim and splitting with the brothers as a Pashut, you're basically giving up your rights to this Matana. If you hold it's a Matana. If you hold it, it's not a Matana. So by him giving up the rights for this transaction doesn't mean he gave up for everything. But if you hold it's a Matana, that means he has the rights to his Pishnayim for all across the board, for the whole estate. So by him saying, I'm not interested, obviously you're giving up. Zokti Gemara Vayter, new Mishnah. Haimir ish plani b'ni b'char, lo yitil pishnayim. So this guy's hot on the kala. He says, I'm just letting you know, my son b'char, I'm not giving him, he's not getting pishnayim. Ish plani b'ni lo yirishim echav. This son, not inheriting. Lo amar kolom shehisna amasha kosa b'tayra. You cannot say that when the Torah says you get pishnayim, when the Torah says this son's a yirish, he's not a yirish. You have no right to say that. You could give a gift. You could give all your money away and die a poor man, and your kid has nothing to gain, nothing to be Irish. That you could do. You could give away Mechaim whatever you want. But to say that the kid is not a Irish when the Torah says he is a Irish, you have no right to say that. That's a mash kasav Torah. Oh, so you'll see in a minute. Hamechalik nechosav al piv. Somebody gives out his estate while he's alive, divides it. Because over there, you gave a gift. You gave it away, Mechayim. That you're allowed to do. Vim amar mishum Yerusha, lo yamar klum. If he says, I'm doing it mishum Yerusha, it's not, again, it's not good because the Torah says that doesn't work. You can't say, I'm giving my oldest son, who's a Bechor, I'm giving him nothing. No, forget. You can't say, I'm giving my youngest son a double chelik, Meteres Yerusha. That doesn't work. Torah says not. Torah says the youngest son does not get a double chelik. You could say, I'm giving him a gift. That's fine.
A father that doesn't write anything, it's a problem.
It goes with the Torah. It goes, reverts back to the Torah. Doesn't write anything, goes with the Torah. So there's five brothers, one brother's a Bechor.
That's what it means. Therefore, he gets double.
Yeah.
That's where the family fight's coming.
Who? Right, because he doesn't need a kinyan. Yeah, if you're doing it, if you're a well guy, you need a kinyan, obviously. You got to write it down. You got to do a kinyan. No, you put. If you put your kids, Avishnal's father was nifter. I mean, more or less suddenly, but he had an aneurysm and he was nifter a month later. But once they realized that he's, you know, they said, okay, we got to start figuring out what to do with all his accounts and everything. He had, it was only Avi and his brother. He put different accounts, he put Avi on, different accounts he put his brother on. There's no, it's done. There's no Shiloh. That's Matana Mechaim. They were already on the accounts. There's pretty much no Shiloh.
People do that.
No, I'm saying, if you do that, it's all trust is.
Trust is trust. You trust to have a trust.
You have to borrow.
Yep. They write you off.
You have to have a little mazimin in the bank.
Mr. Gobby used to have the bottom drawer.
I'm a chalak nechasov. They gave away that brother's money real fast, you know. I'm a chalak nechaz al piv ribel echav mi leechav ishla es vachar dvarav kiyamin. Okay, v'im amam mishum Yerushalayim aklum. Again, that doesn't work. You're going against Torah. What about kasa b'im etchila b'im emtza b'im esoy mishum matana dvarav kiyamin? So over here, you wrote Yerusha, but in Yerusha, you're stuck in the word matana. The aloch is dvarav kiyamin because you go bust the word matana. Rishbam says, kivin de'ike losha matana ba'ado, mahanile da'af loshan Yerusha koina. By putting in the word matana, even though you wrote Yerusha, it makes it that it's a matana and it's kaina. Gemara later on is going to say what the chiddush over here is. I mean, the chiddush is that even though you said Yerusha, so it's not masa mash kasa b'tayra. It's overriding the words Yerusha, yeah. Gemara says, It's Lashon Bnei Adam, because you go by Lashon Bnei Adam. Lashon Bnei Adam, when it says Zantano, that's what he means to say. I think that's in where it says. Okay, we'll be there soon. Le Masnisen, the Loiker of Yehuda. Le Masnisen. Lay must take it from an actor to ruin our party. 68%. Well, mostly not.
Yeah, come on.
Lay must use it like Rabbi Yehuda.
Tell the guy.
You're probably betting on Trump and Kamala Harris.
I'm betting on nobody right now.
That kind of guy.
They're both a disaster.
Lay must use it like Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda. Right, like Hashem is not.
We have to get Hill's driver passport to get us out of the country.
Where are you going with the passport?
Doesn't matter.
You don't have to. Right, so everybody in Lakewood would be stuck. Charlie would be like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
That's
you'd be running.
That's correct. Tape is that most important thing.
Is that like?
He's going to be in the
jungle.
You're off the grid.
Le Masnisen, the Laker of Yehuda. The Mishnah, let's say the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'im Rudavish of Mammon, Tanai Kayim. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that when it comes to money matters, even if it's against the Torah's rules, it's Tanai Kayim. Tanya, I'm really Isha, Rabbi Gadesh, I'm not Asher, Ain't Lachalai, Sheikh Suswaina. A guy goes out with the lady and says, I want to marry you. I Mekadish you on condition that I don't have to do what the Torah obligates me to do. So I raise him a Kadeshus. I raise him a Kadeshus with Tanai Batal. Divrei Meir. So you're a Kadeshus, but the Tanai is Batal. Rameir says, because you can't be Masmash because of a Torah. If you the Aimer, but Darvisha Mammon is Tanai Kayim. Means when it comes to Aina, that you have to keep. When it comes to the money matters, it's Tanai Kayim. So you see that even that when it comes to money matters, you could go against the Torah. It's not called Masmash Kos Torah. So why can't the father say, I don't want the kid to be Yerush, it's a money matter. So I feel to you, the Hasim Yado Kamachal, when it comes to Kedushin, she rather be married than be single. So she says, I'm making a compromise. I'm making a good cheshbon. I'm making a cheshbon over here. We don't want to stay single, or they want to go with the guy who's too cheap to give me a few bucks to marry me. So I'd rather stay, be married, tavla mesav tandum and mesav armalu, the Gemara says. All right, a lady will marry even a cripple. So over there, she's Michael. But over here, hachal lekam achal. None of the kids are Michael. Why am I not Michael anything? Why should we Michael anything? Torah says, I get a Yerusha. You can't take away my rights. A guy says, this is my son, a Bechor, not a Bishnayim, because the father is Neman to be made that this is a Bechor. Ish Pliny Bechor who? He's a Bechor, and not a Bishnayim. Why? The Bechor the Ima come on. Maybe he's a Bechor the mother. Bechor the mother does not get Bishnayim. Ha'ud also come to Rabba Bar Chana. Amalim Muchsakani Bezeh Shu Bechor. I have a Chazoko that this guy is a Bechor. Amalim Minoy Yodos. How do you know? The Avakor Le Avu a Bechor Sichlo. The father called this kid Bukhar Sikhla. Bukhar Sikhla means a right now we're learning that it's like a dumb Bukhar.
A dummy.
But we'll see, that's not really what it means. So much as Dylan Bukhar the Imahu, they call Bukhar the Imah Nami Bukhar Sikhla. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe it means a Bukhar the Imah. A Bukhar of a mother is called a Bukhar Sikhla. The Rishbam says it's like a Hadashaita. What's a Hadashaita? The Gemara in Sukkah says, Hadashaita is puzzle. It's not kosher. It's a different kind of hadas. It's not a bad hadas. It's just different kind of hadas. So we call it a hadashaita. A bechor from the mother is called a bechor shaita. Because he doesn't have the miles of a bechor. So he has a name of a bechor. But he doesn't have the miles. He's called a bechor shaita. That's what it means. That means a dummy.
Which is the most interesting thing, because the whole thing is the firstborn of a woman.
No.
By an animal. I get it.
the womb.
That was a terrible
comment. I got you.
They got Rashi's Oinoi.
Right, the Rashi's Oinoi.
Right.
So it's Oinoi. Not yeah, it's different. It's different by than my animal. Yeah. Listen to this one. Odos kamei derab chanino. Amalei muksakani b'zeh shu bechar. I know that he's a bechar. Who's the bechar in your family? You're the oldest. Oh, the nursing home.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything. Odos kamei derab chanino. Amalei muksakani b'zeh shu bechar. Amalei meno yodis.
He already mortgaged
everything. When the father came to him, Zilu Gabei Shikhas Bri, go to my son Shikhas, his name was Shikhas, the Bukhru, he's a Bukhar, Umasik Reika. The Gemara Misha Aksu says that a Bukhar, if a guy has an eye, inflammatory eye, a Bukhar spits into your eye, it's a remedy. It heals it. So he says, go to my son. My son, Shikhas Bri, I got over here from Morgan. But maybe he spit it to the eye also, I don't know.
The machine's going?
He has pink eye now.
Anyway, so he says, go to my son, Shikhas Bri, and that son will spit into the eye and give you and remedize your eye. Shikhas Bri de Bukhra, who? Maybe it's a bechar of a mother, and that's also a remedy for the eye. Gemiri, we learn bechar the avua masik roika, bechar the evil masik roika. A mother heals. A bechar from a father, his spit into the eye heals. A bechar from a mother doesn't do anything. Amar, continue. Amar Ab Ami. Tumtum shenikra. Let's just get to the bottom of it. Amud. A tumtum is a guy who is his zachrus is covered over. You don't know what it is. He's got the straight pants. Tumtum shenikra. And then you have
back to the front.
Back to the front, you know.
And in the back.
It's the beepers. He's a product of the beeper problem in Hezbollah. So
basically, he lives in LA. Okay, I got it.
Totum shenikra. You have a totum that was nikra. You did an operation and you're able to uncover of an imtza zacher. You find out that he's really this is the biggest problem in the country. People don't know what they are. So this guy did an operation and he found out he's a zacher. Ain't a neitel pishnayim. He doesn't get pishnayim. Why? The amar kra. When he has to be born that way, finding out afterwards doesn't really help. Because it says, "Kiel ish bein soyer omayra." Achie ben mishas havaya. He has to be born as a bein. Finding out afterwards, that don't do it. That won't cut it. Literally, no pun intended. Zok the Mishnah, Horius talking to Masechta. Horius. Horu Bezdin Lava Lamskola Mitzvah Amuritaria. Bezdin said that they're doing a Rosh Hashanah. We know that it's also to do these things. It's a chorus, but you should do it now. Vahalacha Yaakov also showed Galpian. Bencha also was Iman. He did it with them. Bencha also was Akhrain. Bencha also was Potter. Why? And he told Bezdin, what do you want from me? I followed the Heksha. It's like eating something that has a Heksha. Come back, tell you it was. Okay, well, I didn't do anything wrong. I filed the action. Over here also. What about Haru Bezdin? Right, don't chorus, yeah. Haru Bezdin, yeah, it's a big difference. Haru Bezdin, well, now if you eat Chinese over there, you eat a cat. Haru Bezdin, yada akamam jato. The guy, Bezdin made a, it is? Haru Bezdin, yada akamam jato. So, Bezdin made a psak, but the guy knew that they were wrong. Oy Talmud, he was one of the people on the Benz. He knew they were wrong. Oy Talmud, who roy like raw, he himself was a roy like raw. Vahalak was apien. Bencha also was iman. Bencha also was achem. Mishloy also was arizachayim. Mishloy tolu a bezdin. At this point, he wasn't following bezdin because he knew that they were wrong. Zeh klas he did it for himself over the yichayim. Zeh klas tolu ba atzma chayim. Tolu ba bezdin pater.